Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled Looking Within Unconditionally and Always Thinking of Others' Needs First, by Sheng Lian, a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on April 1st, 2023. With Master's help, I have cultivated Falun Dafa for over 20 years. In the past, I did look inward on my cultivation path and behaved like an ordinary person who was taught to reflect on his or her issues three times a day. Sometimes I did not look inward because I felt I did not do anything wrong and only looked within when I did find that I had done something wrong. Master said in Fa Teaching Given in Manhattan, quote, "Some people are always stressed that they're right, but even if you are right, and even if you're not wrong, so what? Have you improved on the basis of the Fa? The very act of using human thinking to stress who's right and who's wrong is in itself wrong. That's because you are then using the logic of ordinary people to evaluate yourself, and using that logic to make demands on others. As gods see it, for a cultivator to be right or wrong in the human world is not important in the least. Whereas eliminating the attachments that come from human thinking is important. And it is precisely your managing to eliminate those attachments rooted in your human thinking as you cultivate that counts as important." Unquote. After making sense of Master's quote, I looked inward unconditionally. If I do things on a conditional basis, that means I'm looking outward and finding excuses for myself. I often had arguments with my wife and children. From a human mindset, it was all their fault. Sometimes I knew clearly that I needed to forbear, yet I still had to argue with them to determine who was right and who was wrong. Now I know I was wrong. Later on, I forced myself to look inward, and gradually I could control myself. My attachment to not being able to accept criticism became weaker. I thought of Master's Fa every time I raised my voice to yell at the children. Master said in Lecture 9 of Chuan Falun, quote, "Some people will lose their temper in disciplining children and yell at them, making quite a scene. You should not be that way in disciplining children. And neither should you, yourselves, get really upset. You should educate children with reason so that you can really teach them well. If you cannot even get over a trifle and lose your temper easily, how can you expect to increase your gong?" Unquote. I realized later that my children were helping me to cultivate and elevate and that I could not repeatedly make excuses for missing these opportunities to elevate my xinqing. I truly learned how to cultivate and know to unconditionally look inward after I understood the Fa principles based on the Fa. Part 1. Clarifying the truth to the principle to be able to teach again. The 610 office forced the Bureau of Education to remove me from my teaching position and assign me staff work because I refused to give up Falun Dafa. It was clear that this was because of the persecution and violated Chinese law. I talked to the principal and the vice principal and wrote letters to them. My main purpose was to help them learn the facts about Falun Dafa and the persecution, rather than to get my teaching position back. But I later enlightened that everything of mine is arranged by Master. My blind and unprincipled endurance was actually my countering the persecution within the persecution. I should reject the party's and old forces' persecution from its roots. Master arranged for my teaching position and would never deprive me of the privilege of teaching just because I have gaps in my cultivation. I clarified the truth again to the principal and the vice principal by writing letters and talking to them face to face, and asked them to unconditionally restore me to my teaching position. I am grateful to the relevant articles on the Minghui website, particularly the articles that explained that Falun Dafa is legal in China. The vice principal was surprised to hear this and looked up the 14 cults listed by the Chinese government. It was a surprise to him that the list indeed did not include Falun Dafa. The principal conveyed through a mid-level administrator 2 weeks later that they had agreed to restore my teaching position. I was calm when I heard that. I knew everything was done by master and determined by master. As long as I have sufficiently strong righteous thoughts, everything will move in a good direction. I once again realized teacher's Fa from Chuan Falun. Quote, "The master takes you through the entrance and it is up to you to practice cultivation." Unquote. Part 2. Taking self-interest lightly and always thinking of others. The wastewater system in our building often got clogged. We have to hire people to clear the clog twice a year, which was expensive and required quite a bit of effort. Someone suggested that digging from the basement of my home and installing a new pipe would solve the issue. But they were afraid I would object. I said that, as long as it worked, I was willing to let them go through my basement. They all praised my generosity. Actually, putting others first is a basic characteristic of a Dafa practitioner. Then, we ran into another problem. We could not find a contractor who would do the job for a reasonable price. To save money, I discussed it with the owner of another unit and suggested that we work together and do it ourselves. That way we could save a lot of expense. First, I drove a distance to my hometown to get the equipment and used my SUV to transport the cement and sand. We sweat from morning until night for 2 days and finally finished the job. All the neighbors were pleased and gave us high praise. We applied to the Homeowners Association and got 900 yuan in compensation. After deducting the cost of materials, we had over 500 yuan left. I gave it all to the other owner who had worked on it with me. I was on my summer vacation and being paid, but he took time off from work and his wages had been reduced accordingly. As Dafa practitioners who live among ordinary people, we need to cultivate ourselves well and be living examples that Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. So that more people can know the truth and be saved.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled "Good Things or Bad Things Are All Good Things" by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The English translation was published on Minghui website on May 30, 2012. A practitioner from another area whom I had not seen for several months called me a few days ago. She wanted to talk to me about some of the problems that she has been experiencing at home, at work, and with others. She could not understand why so many problems had suddenly come up. Another practitioner shared her day-to-day problems, such as having to take care of two elderly people and meet other family members' demands. She was doing the three things practitioners are supposed to do. Since she was retired, people kept asking for her help, such as picking up a child or doing some chores. She was always eager to help. But because she was so busy, she was very worried that she sometimes neglected to study the Fa. She asked me if this was interference, so I said, "Do you feel very annoyed or troubled when asked to help others?" She answered, "Yes." I then suggested that maybe these occurrences happened with the purpose of telling her that it is time to let go of these notions. We know that Fa study is to guide our cultivation. When things happen, aren't they good opportunities for us to improve our xinxing? Upon seeing this practitioner become agitated, I thought, how should practitioners look at tribulations and interference when doing things? I also noticed that when some practitioners experience physical pain or interference, they immediately think, don't accept it and negate all of the arrangements made by the old forces. Such a thought indicates that these practitioners have very strong righteous thoughts. Teacher told us in teaching the Fa in the city of Los Angeles, quote, "When you have strong righteous thoughts, nothing can impede you. From the day that a Dafa disciple takes up cultivation, his whole life is rearranged. In other words, this life of yours is now the life of a cultivator. Nothing is by chance anymore, and nothing will happen just by chance. Everything on your life's journey is directly related to your improvement and cultivation. Unquote. Doesn't this mean that nothing happens by chance for a practitioner? Therefore, we can't do things according to our human notions. Teacher said in the article to the Chicago Fa Conference, quote, whatever you experience during your cultivation, whether good or bad, is good, for it comes about only because you are cultivating. A cultivator cannot achieve consummation when laden with human thoughts, laden with karmic debts, or laden with attachments. Unquote. We need to ask ourselves, have we fundamentally changed based on this most basic Fa principle? How can we push away opportunities provided for our cultivation? Looking outward is a loophole, and the old forces will capitalize on this to inflict endless interference and tribulations. Part 1. Nothing encountered is accidental. I gained the Fa in 1993, and when I started to practice, I kept in mind, teacher has rearranged my life. Therefore, everything I encounter is not by accident and must be related to my cultivation. I truly regard all conflicts and physical pain as good things, even though I have sometimes endured with tears in my eyes. I still felt happy in my heart because I knew that it was to improve my shinsing. When I experienced sickness karma during the early days of my cultivation and was in excruciating pain, I was still very happy in my heart. I knew that teacher was helping me to remove karma in other dimensions. If I didn't experience any tribulations of conflict or karma elimination, I wondered if I had remained at one level for too long and that I must have something to improve. Part 2. Looking inward and eliminating attachments. Whenever I felt discomfort, I considered it to be a good thing. However, my understanding changed. I no longer considered feeling unwell as sickness karma, but realized that I had to look inward and eliminate my attachments. I would consider any type of feeling unwell as cleansing the body and an opportunity to eliminate interference from the old forces. Therefore, we will still need to pass these tests with righteous thoughts many times. Our willpower and our ability to endure hardships would be developed through cultivation practice. If the gong that is developed in our body moves around, teacher has told us in Juan Falun, quote, you will feel physically itchy, painful, uncomfortable, etc. The extremes of the nervous system are particularly sensitive, and there will be all kinds of symptoms, unquote. I realize that as we continue to cultivate and make breakthroughs to higher realms, our body would also have corresponding changes. Those who are sensitive might feel it. No matter what happens, we must face it with righteous thoughts. Our hearts should not be moved, and we must do whatever needs to be done. As a practitioner during the Fa rectification period, I regard everything that I encounter as a good thing. I'm not suggesting that retribution arranged by the old forces is a good thing, but if we negate them and eliminate them, doesn't it mean that we have elevated to a higher level? Part 3. Taking every opportunity to validate DAFA. After the persecution started, some practitioners asked me if those in my work unit made trouble for me. I replied, I never regard it as trouble. Usually I don't have the opportunity to talk to them. Isn't it a chance for them to learn about us? People in my work unit often called me in for a talk, so I always took the opportunity to clarify the facts to them, and the results have been very good. Since I understood that everything I encounter was not accidental, I looked at anything that happened to me from the perspective of the Fa. Initially, I was unable to think like this, but gradually I was able to let go of my human notions. I considered the fact that everyone I met had a predestined relationship with me, and I knew that I needed to treat them with righteous thoughts. I did not experience any interference because of this way of thinking. Sometimes I wondered why I wasn't annoyed with these people. Teacher said in Teaching the Fa in Canada, 2006, quote, remember, what is for human beings conventional wisdom is inverted. So, when you encounter troublesome things as you cultivate, Don't regard them all as problems, as interference to your rightful tasks, or as attacks against those tasks, or think, this thing I'm doing is of utmost importance, that thing I'm doing is of utmost importance. Many things might not truly be how you see them, in fact. Your true improvement will always be first and foremost, and the consummation of your cultivation is always first and foremost. Unquote. I'm not talking about how well I have cultivated, but I am sharing my real understanding. That is, I regard everything as a good thing. This is because we are unable to elevate if there are no troubles. Therefore, every time a tribulation or conflict was over, and I look back at the process of letting go of attachments, I would offer my thanks to those people who helped me elevate to a higher level. I would also be grateful to teacher, who has been compassionately caring for me all along the way. When tribulations occur, is it a test that we must pass, or is it interference arranged by the old forces? My understanding is that it depends on where our starting point is. If our thoughts are on the Fa, then it is what teacher has arranged to elevate our level. However, if our thoughts are not on the Fa, then we are following the arrangements made by the old forces, which are meant to drag us down. Teacher said in Teaching the Fa at the 2002 Fa Conference in Philadelphia, USA, quote, a being's choice is up to him, even if he made some kind of vow in history. At critical moments, it's still up to him what he wants to do. Unquote. Therefore, if we have righteous thoughts and walk the path arranged by teacher, we are genuinely cultivating in the Fa. Even if we have loopholes, we can rectify them in the Fa. No matter what the old forces had arranged, it will not have any effect. Since our teacher does not recognize them, we must not recognize them either. The above is my personal understanding. Please kindly point out anything incorrect.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.